Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live from my cozy corner of the world, ready to sprinkle some confidence magic into your day. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful, the art of self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just being soft on yourself? Trust me, it's way more than that. It's about building a foundation of kindness and understanding within ourselves, especially when life throws those inevitable curveballs our way. Think about it. How often do you beat yourself up for making mistakes, or compare yourself to others? We all do it, right? But here's the thing. That constant inner critic is doing more harm than good. It drains your energy, steals your joy, and ultimately holds you back from reaching your full potential. Self-compassion is like a giant, warm hug for your soul. So, how can we cultivate this incredible superpower? First up, remember that everyone messes up. Seriously. No one's perfect, and those failures are just stepping stones on the path to success. Imagine a friend struggling. Would you berate them? Of course not. You'd offer support and encouragement. Treat yourself with the same level of kindness and understanding. Next, challenge those negative thought patterns. When that inner critic starts whispering those mean things, gently ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answer is a resounding no. So why subject yourself to this negativity? Replace those harsh thoughts with compassionate ones. I'm learning and growing. This doesn't define me, or I am worthy of love and kindness. Practice mindfulness. Take time each day to connect with your breath, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and simply be present in the moment. It's like hitting the pause button on life's crazy soundtrack and tuning into your inner voice. A voice that deserves to be heard with compassion. Don't forget the importance of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that bring you joy and fulfillment. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones, prioritize activities that make you feel happy and refreshed. Lastly, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of grace and moments of struggle. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself with kindness and love. Ever felt like you're constantly on the go, running from one task to the next, never giving yourself a break? You know that feeling when you're so busy chasing after everything else that you forget to take care of yourself? I've definitely been there. Remember last week when I was stressing about that big presentation and completely forgot to eat lunch? By 3 p.m., I was running on fumes, my brain was foggy, and my energy levels were practically zero. That's a classic example of what happens when we neglect self-compassion. We become depleted, stressed, and ultimately less effective in everything we do. Self-compassion is like that vital vitamin that keeps your inner engine running smoothly. It helps you manage stress, boost your resilience, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. When you treat yourself with kindness, you create a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life, your relationships, your work, and even your overall well-being. Think about it. How much easier would it be to handle challenges if you approached them with a compassionate mindset? Instead of beating yourself up for mistakes, you could see them as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of comparing yourself to others, you could focus on celebrating your unique strengths and talents. So, remember, beautiful souls, self-compassion is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the key to unlocking your full potential and living a life filled with joy, purpose, and fulfillment. Don't just take my word for it. This week, I challenge you to practice some acts of self-compassion. Start by noticing those negative thought patterns and gently redirect them with kindness. Take time each day to do something that nourishes your soul, whether it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Remember, you deserve love, kindness, and compassion, starting with yourself. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, tag me at Riley Hart Official, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to shine bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.